Welcome to Shomach Shavah and the Daf Shir sponsor Lui Nishma Hasarim B'Yakov Shalom Le'ah Basitzchok. We're holding it with the Zohar Daf Chof Aleph. The Gemara in Amud Aleph mentions that Suriyah is called Kibush Yochit and brings the Machlokes if Kibush Yochit is called a Kibush or not called a Kibush. What is Kibush Yochit? So we have over here a Machlokes Rashi Toysis, at least the way Toysis presents it. Rashi says the Kibush Yochit, the definition of Kibush Yochit is that it was done individually, without Urim V'Tumim and the Shishim Riboy. So Kibush Yochid means it was done individually without the Klal Yisrael as a whole. Tosfos brings the name of the Sifri, that the Pshat is that it was not done in the right order. Because the right order would be to first of all conquer all Eretz Yisrael, and only after you conquer all Eretz Yisrael, then you go and you conquer other places. But you first have to conquer the Shiva Amim that Kosh Baruch Hu told us to conquer. And the Lashon of the Sifri that brings the Tosfos is that Kosh Baruch Hu told David HaMelech, Somag lapalti shechaloi kovashto. You didn't conquer around your palace. Fatahoylichu mechabesh chutzlaretz. And you're going to conquer out of Eretz Yisrael. So Tosfos brings this two different explanations. Either because it's Kibush Yochid, he did it individually, not all Am Yisrael. Or another pshat, because he didn't do it in order. But the Rambam is mashma that he brings both pshatim. Because the Perek Aleph Miyuchas Trumas Halacha Beis, he says that what does it mean Kibush Yochid? Is Yochid mi Yisrael or Mishpacho or Yisheves Shehochu v'kovshu le'atzmon, something that they went and conquered on their own? So says the Rambam, that's not considered to be a Kibush, it's a Kibush Yochid, because they did it on their own. And Halacha Gimli says, what happened with our Rotzah is that David HaMelech was Kovish? He says that's not considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael completely. Why? Because he did it not in order. So then it will be part of Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam seems to say both pshatim. And Masha they hold that both are true. And that's what the Ramban in the end of Parshas Ekev writes. Because the Lashon of the Ramban is, what is the issue of David HaMelech? He didn't do Urim V'Tumim, he didn't do Sanhedrin. That sounds like Rashi. But he says the Ramban, why? Meaning, because he didn't have Am Yisrael and Urim V'Tumim, it wasn't in the right order, that's why it's Kibush Yochid. So how do you put these two things together? So the Chasam Sefer really says it over here. He says, both try to go together. Because if Am Yisrael comes together to conquer, even not in order, that's good enough. And if you conquer all Eretz Yisrael, one individual goes and conquers other things, that also is good enough. Why is that so? Because it's called Shlichus of Am Yisrael. So what David HaMelech did is called Kibush Yochid because a combination of both explanations. He did it on his own, not in order. If it would be in order, so it would not be considered to be on his own. If Am Yisrael would decide with Urim V'Tumim to do it early, it would also be fine. It's Kibush Yochid because of both reasons together. And that seems to be the sheet of the Rambam and the Ramban. Just to mention, there's a sefer called Admas Kodesh, which was a sefer referring to the Gdusha, different Gdushas of Eretz Yisrael. And there he comes to say the whole Nupshat. He wants to say that what Kibush Yochid means, there was a kibush that was not conquered in order to add it, to annex it to the land of Eretz Yisrael. It was conquered only to get taxes from there. And he says that's what it means, Kibush Yochid, is Kibush Lechud. It's only conquering. It's not becoming part of Eretz Yisrael. It's without Yerusha v'Yeshiva. It's only Kibush. Meaning he's taking it for tax purposes only. So according to this understanding, and we don't find that we shouldn't say that, but according to this understanding, David HaMelech himself did not conquer this part of Eretz Yisrael to become part of Eretz Yisrael. And that's why it's considered to be, doesn't have the same Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Just to point out, that we see over here something which doesn't have the full Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And this connects to the Arizal that we mentioned many times. The Arizal brings that every Kedusha that you have, and something which is not Kedush, there's always something in between. There's always a middle part. Between every day, you have a ben hashmoshes, between one day and another. Between the four elements of the bria, you have doimim, tzumeach, chay, medaber. So between doimim and tzumeach, we have something called the almoigim, the corral. Between chay and medaber, you have a monkey. We always mention the sasemes that says between a yid and not a yid. A yid is called an odom. A goy is not an odom. In between you have yishmor, which are peri odom. So here you have the gedusha of Eretz Yisrael. You have chutzah, which doesn't have gedusha. You have something in between, which is surya, which is a little bit of gedusha. Something in between, as everything else in the brio, that has in between different milas. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list, who wants to go, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.